This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9 and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews attended Melbourne's Pride March over the weekend, where he announced the state government would criminalise LGBTI conversion practices. The Australian First ban follows an investigation into conversion practices by the Health Complaints Commissioner, which found that those subjected to it experienced long-term psychological harm and distress. The HCC recommended that legislation be introduced to prohibit conversion practices in law, a recommendation taken on board by the state government. Australian gamer Totes Vidya streamed himself playing video games for 24 hours to raise money for parents of gender-diverse children, and despite Mark Latham. Totes Vidya, whose real name is Harrison Ingstrom, streamed himself playing Tony Hawk skateboarding games from 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time last Friday on streaming platform Twitch. Former Senator Jackie Lambie has been criticised for comments she made on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here over the weekend, in which she blasted Tasmania's push for gender-neutral certificates. During a heated conversation with fellow contestant Dermot Brereton, Lambie said, "When you are born, you're either a male or a female," and criticised the Greens for their advocacy around birth certificate reform for trans people. A new report released by La Trobe University researchers shows that LGBTI Australians still fear discrimination when reaching out for help with their mental health. The study found that 71% of LGBTI Australians didn't reach out to support services during their last mental health crisis. The report, titled Understanding LGBTI Lives in Crisis, was commissioned by Lifeline Australia. Simon Reynolds, the ad man behind the infamous Grim Reaper Safe Sex campaign, has compared the AIDS crisis to MDMA use and called for a similar campaign to prevent drug-related deaths. In a story published by the Daily Telegraph, Reynolds said, "There are quite a few parallels between the AIDS issue and the MDMA issue, because back then, people did not know they were in danger of getting AIDS." Reynolds argues that ecstasy has such a reputation as a friendly drug due to ignorance, and claims that the AIDS campaign worked because we also used newspapers to put out the correct information and then made the shocking and emotive case through broadcast media. Advocates have called for funding of faith-based schools to be tied to the removal of discrimination exemptions, allowing LGBTI students and teachers to be expelled or fired. It was recently revealed that Scott Morrison's school funding package will see Catholic schools receive $4.1 billion over the next decade. It comes after independent private schools said they would be disadvantaged by a new funding model which assesses a school's wealth by the amount of income tax paid by parents of the school. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Mixed teams from Vic Police Soccer Club and Melbourne's LGBTI clubs have once again faced off in a friendly for the Victorian Football Pride Cup this weekend as part of Midsummer. The teams played at Docklands Ron Barassi Senior Park as part of an annual event to highlight the positive relationship being built between Vic Police and the LGBTI community. After a thrilling game, the Vic Police Soccer Club lost the match to the Gutsy Rovers 5-2. Karina Manta and Joseph Johnson have made history as the first openly LGBT duo to compete in the US Figure Skating Championships. Manta came out publicly as bisexual last October in an Instagram video, and later that month Johnson told Outsports he identifies as gay under the umbrella of queer. The duo ended up in 7th place in the overall competition, while openly gay athlete Timothy DeLuca and his figure skating partner Ashley Kane won the national pairs title. And finally, tennis legend Margaret Court has hit back at Anna Wintour after the Vogue editor called for Margaret Court Arena to be renamed. Speaking at the Oz Open last week, Wintour said an arena that welcomes people of all backgrounds should not be named after someone who is intolerant of LGBT people. Court told the West Australian, "It's sad that someone from America is telling Australia what to do and that her commitment to tennis should be recognised."
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.